Welcome to Down in Front, where we talk for an hour and a half and don't know what we're saying.
Why did anybody have sex in the 80s? I know I've said it before, but Trey, maybe you can help me out on that.
I think he's answered that. Cocaine.
Yeah, that's true. That's why women had sex with us. I don't know why.
Everyone in Ireland looks like 5 years older than they do over here. Like a 15-year-old in Ireland looks like a 20-year-old over here. Seriously.
I don't know if that's racist or not.
It's not racist.
I'm really confused.
Whatever.
Someone else want to get in on this? She got another hole.
Oh, right. He was telling like, here's your lightsaber leather holder, and here's my knife dildo. Like, he had them both.
Yeah. Hey. A scene like this, I'm just going to say, a scene like this in a movie every decade is worth a Columbine. It totally is.
Whoa.
You know.
Yeah, write your hate mail to downinfront@gmail.com.
That's right.
Nick Nolte is the poor man's Gary Busey.
At least I would.
And I say poor man's just in the sense that I don't think he has as much money to buy drugs with.
I was going
to
say.
And I know that in this particular episode, I sound like the stodgy guy with a stick in the mud and half up in his ass. So it's like a stick mud ass scenario. Listen to other ones. I'm really not this guy. I just hate Kirsten Dunst with a weird passion.
Dolly into the vag explosion.
Clitoris webdings.
In me, a Japanese suicide kit for astronauts would be the most awesome piece of technology ever. Are you kidding me? That would be the best. It probably would be something that, you know, you didn't have to, like, lose your nerve or anything. You just open it and it kills you instantly. Just the act of opening it, go, I wonder what's in, bang, it's done already. It's killed you. You're welcome. We enjoy give a good service to kill you for. If you don't think we went to the moon, you're an ignorant douchebag, and I'd like you to kill yourself, please, as a favor to me.
I'm with you.
Thanks.
Man, when you got a gun, everything looks like a German.
Moulin Rouge.
Really? But, I love that movie.
I do see, too. There you go. Well, it. Well, you are gay, so, I mean, come on.
But, I'm not gay.
Yes, you are.
No.
If you enjoyed Moulin Rouge, that's it.
Guess what? You're gay.
Yeah, that's...
She's quite condescending towards my country, which I love.
No, you don't.
I like this country.
What kind of pseudo-Republican faux outrage are you trying to generate?
Yeah.
My country, love it or leave it, and that's why I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow, plus she never returned my call.
I'm never the guy who's, like, blamed the victim or whatever, but if she got raped, like, seriously, she's acting for it. Like,
wow. Look at her.
I would just bury my face in whatever kind of meat that is.
Go on.
Stick the dick or push the bush.
I'm gallant to strippers. Ask anyone. I'm very nice to the strippers because they work hard for the money, damn it.
Oh, that'll make you flaccid real fast.
Yeah, it's like...
It depends on who you are. Depends on what kind of stuff you're into, to be quite honest with you.
What the fuck is Tinkerbell's problem?
Yay, whoa!
Trey, I feel unfortunate that we missed the nipple torture sequence. So talk about nipple torture.
What?
I'm trying to throw you segues that you cannot recover from.
Thank you. Well, about nipple torture, now you're talking about from a movie perspective or my personal life?
Like your personal experience. How do you feel about nipple suspension? This movie is maybe... I don't want to.
You know, I really wish this movie was a person so you guys could just get drunk and bang. Because need to sort this out. Yeah. I mean, this movie is never going to love you back as much as you love it.
Yeah, and me,
I'm telling you that right now.
I mean, dude, she's cute, but goddamn.
I can't believe that just happened.